following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go.
Hear me now.
3, 2, 1.
Pirate Radio.
They know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Richie the sausage. Patty the plate.
Dave the
Are
wolf.
We working? Are we working? Are we here? Oh, yeah. Are we here? We're here.
I'm shaking it, boss. I'm shaking it.
He's shaking it. Don't shake it this way. Shake it towards the wall, okay? That's the wall of hope.
Left, shake it to the right. Shake it to the down. It. Just make sure it's yours that you're shaking.
I
shake this thing. No. I shake it very, very good.
I shake it very good. Very good.
Very good. Summer
what's
Beach.
Happening, everybody?
Well, American flags is still up. That's good.
That's a very good sign. The American flag.
They're still flying. We're good so far.
It's halfway down now, so the next step will probably take the other one.
For the next shooting, we're just going to leave the flag down, it looks like now, right?
Yeah, I guess. We gotta have all the guns control, right? Oh my God! Better get those guns under control.
It's not the guns; it's the people.
After those shootings, they called the Atlanta shooting as a hate crime because 6 of the 8 people were Asian, 2 of them were white, and he's a white guy, even though he said had nothing to do with that because it was sex addiction.
But
the Colorado shooting was all 10 of them were white people done by a Syrian guy of Syrian descent. So why the fuck isn't that a hate crime on white people? But of course, he's not a white guy, so we're going to shift the narrative to the gun. It's the gun's fucking fault.
We're going to
put down the fucking all the assault weapons, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know what an assault weapon actually is. Assault rifle, what? I don't know what the fuck that is either. I mean, they're not weapons of war. We don't know. Look, hey, it's 2019. These are statistics. These are real. In 2019, 364 homicides were people killed in the U.S. by rifles, which includes assault rifles, all rifles. 600 people were killed by personal weapons, meaning fists, feet, and hands. Knives killed 1,476 fucking homicides. So why aren't they taking away people's cutlery? Since they're responsible for 4 times as many homicides has rifles, including assault fucking rifles. So what the fuck, man?
What about the how many people got killed with a hammer?
Because
we have to stop constructions.
Those are accidents again. I don't know if they count that. That this would be one homicide again. Homicide being somebody against somebody else. Obviously, the most probably were handguns, which I'm not sure how many that was. That's way over fucking. But rifles is only 364 as opposed to even just killing somebody with your hands, your fist, your feet, or your hands.
Ooh.
That's 600. It's almost twice as many in 2019 and 4 times as many with knives and cutlery.
Take everything away. Let's do what they're doing.
I don't understand why they want to take away. Obviously, they want to take away our guns. I mean, they just want all of them gone. They just want to start there, I guess. You can't listen. You really can't listen to these idiots.
Take away the cigarettes.
Do you guys trust? You guys trust fucking Biden? I don't trust them.
Trust them.
I trust him like piece of turd.
I don't think he's capable of running this country. It took him days and tons of notes to get ready for a very favorable news conference.
Yes.
You know, not even a tough one. Very, very, but it took him many days and lots of fucking notes. More notes than any president has ever had for a press conference. Even pictures of the reporters that he had circled on who he should call on, and he's still talking, give me a minute. Wait. That's not the pick. Oh, that's the same person. Oh, that's her. Okay, there she is. Give me a break. Our enemies are looking at this. They don't fear him. They don't respect him. You know, it's very fucking dark days ahead, I think.
They lost respect for the United States. The sad part is that the bottom line is he's sick. He's sick. That's the truth.
I like little
girls. And there's elder abuse, what they're fucking doing to this poor guy.
I think that they're just waiting a little bit longer. And I guess they're going to pull it. One of those, that Amendment 25.
Switcheroo.
And
Fifth Amendment, probably that's what they were setting up at the end of Trump's term.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thought it was for Trump, but no, so they could clear the way to get fucking Biden out of the way, because they just used him to get past Trump, and now he's of no use to them anymore. You know, hey, whether you love him or hate Donald Trump, he didn't take any time to prepare for fucking news conferences or press conferences. Often, he would call on reporters that he knew would give him a difficult question. Even Kayleigh McEnany says, you may not want to call on such and such because it may be embarrassing or difficult. He would say, oh, yeah, watch. And that would be one of the first fucking people he would call on.
Definitely.
He's not afraid. He wasn't afraid to say what's on his mind. He wasn't afraid to say what's on his mind. I guess Biden isn't afraid to say what's on his mind either. But the only thing on his mind is, come on, man. And he would love to say what's on his mind. All he wishes he could remember what the fuck it was. Yeah, I'm sure he would. But he can't remember what it is.
It really is sad.
You can't have a leader.
That's why the vice president's talking to us.
Yeah. They're looking at us, and they're laughing. They're laughing at us.
I can't imagine,
man. You gotta have some toughness there, man. You can't just be like. He's not tough at all.
He's a pussy.
Somebody he's a nice guy, and even when I say like the speech was like the fucking. It was just like a Democratic speech, you know, with the list, of course, of all the bullshit liberal media that he called on. He called them what? Associated Press, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, PBS, CNN, and I think the Washington Post. I mean, not a single conservative network, not even Fox. He had all the notes to answer these questions. And a couple of times he tried to go off the cuff. He couldn't even finish his fucking thought. You remember talking about the time? Whatever, and went on. He was even said he knows Mitch McConnell very well, and we are friends. Well, if you know the fucking guy so well and he's your friend, pick up the fucking phone and talk to him. Even Trump talked to fucking Pelosi and Schumer until he realized it was like talking to a fucking 2-year-old. But at least he tried. And then send other people to talk to them, like Mnuchin and all that shit to negotiate. Biden's got the House, the Senate, and the fucking White House. He wants unity. Try to involve the GOP. Where the fuck is the transparency, he said. He made mention in his speech of the North China Sea. I don't even know where the fuck that is. I guess it's north of the South China Sea? No, sorry. That's the East China Sea. It must be north of that. No, wait. That's the Yellow Sea. Maybe just east of that. No, that's the Sea of fucking Japan. It don't fucking exist. He doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Well, in Biden's mind, I guess it exists. Then again, he considers himself a moderate Democrat. No, more like a very modern democratic socialist, if you ask me. He's been in the Senate for 120 years? Really? I don't understand how the Senate works. You'd think after 120 years, you'd fucking figure it out. You should know everything about it.
You know? You should know everybody by first name basis.
Well, they should know every goddamn senator that's ever fucking lived if he's been there for 120 fucking years. I think he would know every fucking thing.
I know Nancy's fuckers underneath the cabinet.
Well, that's not in the Senate. That's at the House.
Oh, well, that's she has some hidden there, too.
Maybe... She's got another bottle. She's got another bottle.
Back up.
And our big thing was COVID. Not a single person asked a single fucking question about COVID. And then the liberal fucking ass, one person, I mean, they even gave you, if you're such a nice guy and this and that, and you're so moral and this, you know, that's not the way you fucking ask the goddamn question. And then there was three questions from the same person. This is a person that can actually ask a question to the president. What was it? Are you going to run again in 2024? And then her follow up was, "Will Kamala Harris be your running mate?" And then her third follow up was, "Do you think you'd be running up against Trump again?" I mean, those are stupid fucking questions, man. The guy's only been there for 2.5 fucking months. And that's what they fucking ask him the first time they have a chance to ask him a question? Come on, give me a fucking break. You know, I'd ask one question. You know what that question would be? Hmm. How do you like that Trump vaccine that's flowing through your fucking veins right now? How do you like it?
You know what?
I mean, at least that's a good. And he says, "Oh, I don't even know if there'll be a Republican Party in 2024. You believe he said that? That may be true. If they get all the bullshit through and like HR 1, they don't stand a chance. GOP doesn't stand a chance ever. Fucking goddamn winning an election again. So that could be actually true. Maybe there won't be one. If you think a nice guy needs to run is what it takes to run the greatest country on the fucking planet, then you don't understand that nice guys finish last.
That's true.
Trump is a nice guy, but he's tough. You know, just like me. I'm a nice guy, but I'm tough. I'll give you an example of it. I got two daughters. One of them I put through college. The other one I want to put through a fucking wall.
Oh God.
Beep.
Arrhenius looked at that goddamn news conference as a sign of weakness.
The sad thing here, Rich, though, the real sad thing is here, the American people listened to that and they weren't upset.
No,
watching this man, watching this poor man, this poor sick man fumble.
But they thought it was great. I just was watching a focus group. He was obviously the Biden's word. Oh, what did you see in that? I seen hope and change. Yeah, you're not going to like the fucking change. I hope you like the fucking change you're going to get. I don't think you fucking will, but you know.
Well, that's the thing that I don't understand, that how the people watch this and nobody questions anything. They just go along with it.
And there's stupid questions that they fucking ask.
Because they can't give him any difficult.
If you don't think for 1 minute that he fucking lied on that stand when he was talking to the press and the people of the United States, You're a bigger fucking idiot than he is, because he lied to his fucking teeth when he was talking up there. You remember when Trump had news conferences? Trump would just point to the people. He didn't have a fucking list of pictures of who the hell they were. He knew, and he would just you, and they weren't always. They were always attacking the shit out of him, and he would still pick. Yeah, you got another question? Go ahead. I could stay in there all fucking day. That's what he said. He says, well, maybe, yeah, it's whatever you want. I could be here all fucking day if you want. He had confidence, and that's what you need.
Yes, yes, you definitely need confidence. Great
leader. He's unafraid. He was not afraid of the press. He was not afraid of anybody.
No. Again, though.
He asked Biden about schools. What the fuck, man? He gave a little shit fucking goddamn speech. You know, we're on our way. We're well on our way. We'll hit our goal within. He will not hit his fucking goal. It's so full of shit. And we already exceeded 100 million vaccine mark, and now I'm going to make it 200. You could have made it 200 million when you first got there, and that would have been something to fucking maybe work towards. And that would have probably been 100 million. You could have did that with your fucking eyes closed.
Well, they you couldn't do that because
I would bet you by now, if Trump got back in, I bet you'd almost be double of whatever the fuck he's got in people's arms now. I do believe that. You know, but they ask stupid questions. 5 questions on illegitimate children at the border. You know, illegal children, excuse me, at the border. No questions about Hunter Biden. And he's back in the news. You've seen that. His girlfriend, which was his ex, his brother-in-law's, his brother that died's wife, she got pissed. She threw his fucking gun in a dumpster behind a fucking store, and it was right across the street from a fucking high school. And later, when they went back, the gun was fucking gone. He throws a loaded fucking pistol in a dumpster across the street from a fucking school. There is nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong. And we can't ask him about that. You can't. You think Kim Jong Un is fucking afraid of Biden? After what he's seen today, he didn't even watch it. You know what the fuck he was doing? He was testing one of his ballistic missiles, something he hasn't done since before Trump.
Yeah,
when he come on with leadership and certainty.
Well,
that's what I feel.
This, unfortunately, we're not going to.
It looked like a polished turd.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we're not going to get that for a long time. And we're headed down a bad road.
They just keep pushing this shit. They just keep, even fucking Chuck Todd said, I hate that prick. I don't think Biden made any unintentional moves. How about the fact that he stumbled and bumbled and was finding it hard to find reporters' names with pictures, forgetting thoughts, had a bunch of notes, had pictures of all the reporters, had one circle that he needed to call on. He couldn't even do that quickly, you know. So he unintentionally looked like a fucking idiot. But of course, Chuck Todd can't report on that. I think that's, he made some unintentionally. He unintentionally looked like a fucking idiot. That's what I believe. You know.
It's just,
what are you going to fucking do?
Well, you can't do nothing now. You just have to ride the storm out. That's about all anybody can do, I think. I mean,
you got to get on a boat, ride the storm out in the fucking North China Sea, wherever the fuck that is.
Now, what about that? Did somebody Photoshop that Air Force One plane? Did you see that?
That was done. That was done by the Babylon Bee, I think. Yeah, with the handicap sticker on it.
we have Air Force One has got.
Who was the fucking sticker?
Oh my god!
that was fucking funny. That was fucking funny.
I don't know.
Too fucking funny.
I don't know.
He needs to park right up front.
He needs to get the handy. It's, you know, again, though, what did he, you see the part that I really don't understand? What do the Democrats think is actually going to happen if we went to war with someone like this? Listen, it's inevitable at some point we're going to go in another war. That's bottom line.
Well, Well, maybe they feel that, that Biden will get will get first shot on him because he's got the handicap stick.
No,
okay, wait. He's handicapped, so you can fire his missiles first. Doesn't fucking matter anyway. Forget about war. How about the fact that Putin and Xi are talking? They're talking about attacking the U.S. dollar. Okay? So they're talking about attacking the U.S. dollar. So let me make this perfectly clear. Crystal fucking clear. That is the only thing that keeps us number one. If they attack our dollar and it becomes the not preferred currency around the world, this is all fucking over. It's done. You can wipe your ass with $1,400 checks. They will be worthless. You want to talk about a cancel culture? That will cancel this fucking country. Period. Nothing.
Well,
you won't be able to buy shit. You don't want our dollar to become not sought after around the fucking world. That's what happened to the sterling pound in Britain 70 fucking years ago. 80, whatever it was. Years, and it took them 50 fucking years to crawl back. You don't want that to happen, but of course these liberals and these fucking, they don't understand it because you know what? They haven't lived through anything. They haven't lived through a fucking thing. They know absolutely fucking nothing, and they want to cancel all our fucking history. Well, you better brush up a little bit on your fucking history and look to see what happened to these countries when they were not the number one power, the number one for the monetary. Forget it. This is all over. I don't give a shit if you're a fucking Hollywood elite with $50 million in the fucking bank. It's fucking, you might as well start wiping your fucking ass with every bit of it because it's absolutely fucking worthless. And that's what they're trying to do right now. That's what Putin and Xi are meeting to do. We can't let that happen. We keep this stupid shit up that we're fucking doing, and that will happen. That will happen.
Well, I said this from the very beginning that I believe a deal was made to bring this country down and not be number one anymore. I believe that a deal was made already. I don't know what they're going to get out of it because you're talking about leaders that, I mean, they kill people like it's nothing. Speak out against them, boom, you get executed. Are they hoping that that's going to happen to us here? If you speak out, that's it. They take you out and execute you? I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
I guess everybody, this woke fucking bullshit. Now, if this is life now with all this woke shit, I'd rather be fucking sleeping. I can tell you that right the fuck now. I don't want to be awake. Yeah, they want to, you've seen, they want to ban the assault fucking rifles. That would definitely work because criminals will just turn in their rifles.
Well, first of all,
fucking assholes.
First of all,
don't understand that criminals do not obey laws. That's what makes them criminals. Guns don't kill people. Kill people.
But by the same,
take the guns out of the hands of the law-abiding people, and you will see a fucking chaos like you have never fucking seen before. But I guarantee you, the only ones that will be left with guns will be the fucking criminals because they ain't turning them in for nothing. You can give them $10,000 a gun. They won't turn it because they know now that they're the only ones with the guns. They'll be making millions stealing fucking shit from fucking people.
Think about this right now. New York and Chicago and Detroit and a couple other states have the highest gun laws there are. Now, do you think when they go in and they kill somebody, do you think they're using a registered gun? Of course not.
Of course not.
They're getting guns from all other countries. They call them ghost guns. They're called ghost guns because when they're manufactured, there is no numbers on them.
There is no serial number.
Now you have now you have guns being made with a 3D printer. Do you think they're going to stop them from making them? Of course not.
You are not going to get the guns out of the hands of the criminal.
You know, I seen a thing.
It's not going to fucking happen.
I don't think it's about
even in Colorado. They had They had all the shit that they want to pass right now for the United States. They had all that shit in place in fucking goddamn Colorado, and that shit still fucking happened. So tell me how the fuck that's going to stop anybody else. It still happens. Still fucking happens. They have all the same shit. They have the fucking... They have all the shit that they want to pass now. That's what Colorado already has. And it still fucking happens.
This is not really about taking the guns away for people to murder. This is about disarming Americans.
Yeah.
This way here, if you step out of...
They want to do.
Yeah. If you step out of line, you'll be taken care of. This is like, unfortunately, the poor Jewish people that got on trains going to Auschwitz. Okay, we're going by what they're telling us to do, and they're going to have all the control they want. And if they decide, hey, you know, this party's speaking up a little too much, well, you know what? Let's get rid of them.
Exactly.
Let's get rid of them.
It may all sound like conspiracy theories, but Jesus Christ, even a small portion of it fucking coming true is not fucking good. You know, I mean, look at the shit that they have now. The CDC came out with their chart on the regular flu. Okay. You know, they always show the country and extreme red is, you know, the pink to this state is all states is some shade of red, whether it's a pink or a deep red. Well, guess what the fucking chart shows now? Every single state in the United States is green. It's green. It's green. And it shows only one case as of March 13th of the flu. So you're telling me we've eradicated the regular flu has been eradicated. It's eradicated. It doesn't fucking happen anymore. Even there's been one death, one pediatric death in this year. Over a 3-year period, usually there's 176 kids die from the regular flu. In 2021, one. One. That's amazing. I wonder why. Maybe because hospitals and doctors only get extra money for COVID. So everything is fucking COVID. Do you see? I mean, even looking at that, it's impossible to go Florida. We were deep red in 2019. We're green. Green. The whole fucking country is green. Because there's no cases of the fucking flu. Everything is fucking COVID because they can get money for it. So I'd almost be willing to say that the kids that they say died of COVID, which was not very many, it was well under 100. I would be willing to bet that every single one of them died of the seasonal flu, not of COVID. But they use this fucking COVID to get fucking everything. And this stupid little shit disease that any fucking person in the world with a little bit of common fucking sense would not get is going to kill this fucking country. It already took away the greatest president we've ever fucking had. All right? So I've done... trying to turn us all... California now, you know, and speaking of which, in the People's Republic of California, you see the Oakland City mayor is giving $500 per month to poor people, but only poor black people. It's being funded privately, but it's being funded. You're getting the money only based on your skin color.
But isn't that racism?
Yeah, well, poor people, poor white people, and all the fucking homeless people. But if you're a poor black person, you're going to get $500 a month. So all you stupid motherfuckers, move to fucking Oakland, please. Please move to
I want my shoe shine polish.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, everybody would be in blackface.
Yeah, baby.
You know,
right. Did you see Buttigieg, the transportation sector? He's a fucking idiot. He wants to tax people by the
mile. On the mileage.
Yep. By the mile. Instead, because, you know, gas is going supposedly better waste out because of all that. To pay for road taxes. That's going to be, by the way, that'll also be on top of fuel taxes. How the fuck? Next, how the fuck do you even do that? Next, there'll be a fucking tax on the air you breathe. There'll be a tax on the fucking air you breathe. You're breathing. We cleaned up the air, and now we're going to put a tax on the fucking air.
Amen.
So fucking blue. He's not a transportation. He's probably the trans secretary.
Transgender.
Fucking prick. Transsexual secretary.
That's what we want to hear.
Idiot. Transsexual? Okay.
Just call me Barry White.
Transsexual.
I'm Barry White.
I don't know
what he is. Yeah, did you see Harris's niece, Vice President Harris's niece, what she put on Twitter after the fucking shooting in the biggest threat is white males, and then she took it down because she assumed, because she was still alive and white.
Oh,
I can't believe assumption is the mother of all fuck ups. I can tell you that right now. People and white males are, they're responsible for all the violent shootings, are mostly white males. Please, 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 please. I would like somebody to fucking show me a shooting that isn't fucking violent. I think most of the killings are with guns are black on black. What she said is plain fucking racism, period. That's racism. Hello? That's right. That white males are responsible for all the violent killing. I don't give a shit. If I blow somebody's fucking head, that's pretty fucking violent, man.
I would say
any
so.
Any shooting is fucking violent.
I would say so.
Please show me one. Please show me one that is it. And that's the way I'm going to fucking shoot all you motherfuckers.
You know, the sad thing here is that we've gotten so far now with racism is that the worst that's ever been. It's the worst it's ever been.
It's worse than the 60s, man.
It's worse than we've ever had it. Everything you say is racist.
Nothing is racist. If everything is racist, then nothing is racist. Even if they're calling out if you don't want to do away the filibuster, you're a racist. You know, 327 times last year, the Democrats used the filibuster. Wasn't racist then, was it? Yeah. They called it, you know, they want to get rid of it. They're calling it a Jim Crow era tool. Well, let's remember, Jim Crow was a fucking Democrat. So if you get rid of the filibuster, the Jim Crow era will be back. He did it with racism. They'll do it with bullshitism. Because they'll get everything fucking through. And then when the shit hits the fan, and we're no longer number one, and we're turning socialist, all those fucking Democratic assholes, these people, will be coming to us patriots to protect them. That's what they'll be fucking doing. Because they won't know what the fuck to do. Oh, and then I think Biden says, the Jim Crow, this makes the Jim Crow look like the Jim Eagle. And everybody's like wondering, what the fuck? Who the fuck is Jim Eagle? Who the fuck is Jim? Well, he was making a reference as to An eagle is a bigger bird than a crow. That's it. That's all he was trying to say. Jim Eagle, not Jim Crow. Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a fucking idiot, if you ask me.
I don't really think he's an idiot. I think he's a sick man. I think he's a very sick man. And it's really sad because, like I said before, all these other countries are looking at us as being very weak. Very weak. And usually what happens when people see that they come to attack. That's what they usually do.
They're testing. Yeah. They're testing
the water.
Yep.
Testing the water.
Doing the ballistic missile trials. It's all tests. Little tests. What is Biden going to do? Nothing. You know, because he's already done more than one now. He's done it a couple of fucking times. Sure. The bullshit with the fucking border and all that crap. You know, even Biden said publicly, right on fucking stage, I'm not sure if it was a debate or not, but I do remember Biden said back in 2019, when he was talking about the border, he said, what I would do is even several more things, because I guess people had said, I would have people immediately surge the border. He said that. On national television. People don't fucking remember that. People, and of course he raised his hand when he was asked, would you give universal health care, you know, to all these fucking undocumented people? Oh, yes, he would, of course. I would have them immediately surge the border. He said that.
I know.
I heard him fucking say that. I couldn't believe he fucking said that. And then these idiots fucking voted for him. He said 41% of the people are being turned away at the border. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Probably knowing that these 41% of them, the 41% that are being turned away, they probably don't have COVID, and they're probably saying, come back when you do.
What did Kamala say when asked about going to the border? If she was going to go visit. Right.
Not
she left.
Today. Well, obviously not, you stupid fucking bitch. You just landed in Jacksonville. How the fuck are you going to get to the border from fucking Jacksonville? You're going to blink your fucking eyes and you're going to fucking appear there? Obviously you're not going to space. That's not fucking funny.
The other thing that's really crazy here now is, forget about the COVID. We have all these people coming into the We have all these people coming into the country that aren't vaccinated for a lot of other things that we haven't had in many, many years. And there's going to be another outbreak of different types of diseases. You know,
what I said last week, there was a case, I think it was a year or so ago, where a person that, thank God they caught him, they tested him for all this shit. He had TB, but he had a form of TB that did not respond to any of our medications, any of our treatments, anything. And they held him. They needed to find out how to kill. Can you imagine how to combat that? Otherwise, we'd have another pandemic. Can you imagine if that person had gotten into the country without being caught and spread this TB that has
no
that we have no inoculate or any kind of medicines for? Oh my God!
It's another way.
I think they finally found out something that would cure it or whatever, but they held him. They wouldn't let him go. God forbid, you would have had a pandemic, or at least an epidemic in our area, you know, if this person had gotten through and all of a sudden TB starts showing up again after 70 fucking years.
Yeah,
It's crazy. Did you also see when that reporter, when Ted Cruz laced into that reporter about the mask?
No, I missed that.
You wish a reporter had asked Ted Cruz, because he had come up to the podium. He didn't have a mask on when he came up to the podium. So he wasn't wearing a mask. And the reporter, he said, I do wear a mask, but not at the podium when I'm answering questions in front of the camera. And I want people to hear me and understand me. He says, besides, we've all been vaccinated, and we're all good. But the reporter said, he said, what? It would make me feel more comfortable if you did. And you know what he said to him? He said, well, you're more than welcome to step back if you like. We're following the CDC guidelines. you're more than welcome to step back if you like. I mean, very nicely he said it. Yeah, very nicely he said it.
Well,
he's a very smart man. And people say, well, he thinks he's the smartest man in the room. Well, most of the time he is the smartest man in the room. He's no dummy. He's a very, very, very smart person. His wife is, too.
Yeah.
So he knows what the hell he's doing. He's got a lot of common sense. He's not afraid to fucking goddamn speak his mind. And that's what we need, is we need somebody to speak their fucking mind. Speak their mind. And not Biden, because he can't even fucking remember what the fuck's on his mind. He started with that fucking statement about the... I think they were talking about the filibuster, but he started with that statement about the Senate, and if you really like, if you really feel... never mind. That's basically what he said. I think when the fucking press conference was over, he said, okay, bye-bye. And he walked away. Granted, again, he walked away from the fucking podium without his fucking mask and without putting it back on. And he had it on when he walked up to it. So he can't even fucking remember to put his fucking mask on. That's how much the moron is. Maybe some more. He really is. I feel bad. He's sick. He really is sick.
I said I gave it the 6 months before he'll be out. I'm sticking to it. Within 6 months, he won't be the president anymore. They'll enact that Amendment 25 and Kamala. Yeah. And then she'll have to deal with it, which she's doing now. But I can't even imagine. First of all, if she went to North Korea, he wouldn't even talk to her because she's a woman.
Oh, no.
That's the bottom line over there.
He wouldn't even talk to her at all. He was and they thought they got a fucking slap in the face when fucking China went there to Alaska. And says, yeah, don't come talking to us. You know, you can't come talking to us from a position of power. Basically, I probably needed to school that guy a little bit because he doesn't understand how the English language works. He probably should have said, because you got that fucking idiot Biden up there. Don't come talking to me about from a position of power when a fucking moron like that fucking runs the outfit over there.
it's really sad.
It is sad. But Kim Jong-un, no, he will not deal with Kamala. Kamala should probably have to fucking make nice and make friends with fucking, what's his name, the basketball player. the one that you met. Because they're tight, those two. Kim and what the hell is this fucking
name? Oh shit. The guy with the colored hair and stuff. What the fuck is his name? Oh shit, I can't think of it.
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
You have to make friends with Rodman and send him over there, because him and fucking Kim are real close. They talked a lot.
Yeah, but what about Russia? Do you think that she would get respect from Russia? No. Do you think China? No.
I think Putin already said that, maybe we should have a debate or a conference, a live Zoom conference, because he knows damn good and well that fucking there's no way that Biden would ever go up against fucking Putin live without his fucking notes, you know, without knowing what the hell is going to be. There's no fucking way.
They could probably
hands fucking down because he knows how weak he is.
They probably have a way of animating Biden. You know, it was by a television. It really wouldn't even be him. It'd be a bunch of other people speaking, and they'd make his mouth move and his hands move. That's it.
They'd have to really pull, if it was done live, they'd really have to pull something off the hook. But then again, it isn't too difficult to pull the fucking wall over the American people's fucking eyes.
Biden's on
Mars. Probably not too difficult.
Biden's on Mars.
Somebody like David Copperfield. David Copperfield to do it.
Yeah, look, somebody. Yeah,
he's
whatever.
On the Statue of Liberty.
I'm going to make it disappear right now.
There he goes.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way he would. There's no way. And Putin knows damn good and well.
You better believe it.
He would never fucking do that. He's no dummy. He's no dummy. And if he gets, if him and Xi start getting really fucking close again and stuff, and then they start bringing fucking Iran into it all, forget it. I mean, they don't even have to attack. They don't want to, nobody really wants to get into a fight, a war. Because
it's no winners. It's no winners.
They want to do that. I don't think they want to do that. But they can make us look so fucking stupid. Because we got such a fucking moron up there that he wouldn't know what the hell to say. I mean, their way of attacking us would be attacking our dollar. And when they attack our dollar, it's all over. Everything's over. Done. Yeah, I mean, game over. No. Oh, okay. Well, we'll retaliate by doing this. Nothing. You could throw, if we had billion-dollar bills, you could throw them at them and they'd do nothing because that's it.
Well, that's the way to hurt us. That's the way to hurt
us. You won't even be able to afford the fucking gas to fly over there to drop. I don't know what the fuck you drop. I guess whatever the hell you have left in the arse. Thank God Donald Trump restocked everything because whatever the fuck you got, that's it. When that's gone, it's gone at that point. And yeah. You got somebody that probably stocked that fucking thing to the fucking gills. It's fucking stocked to the gills.
3 minutes.
So that's the only thing we would have going for us is that we got so much shit stockpiled. You know, I would have really loved to really see the fucking look on Donald Trump's face when the general came in and said, "I'm sorry, sir."
He's got no real room.
He probably looked at him like, "What the fuck did you just say? We're out of fucking what the fuck?" I know. His blood probably fucking boiled at that point. And said, "That'll never fucking happen again." And we got so many bullets now that one bullet will be worth more than a fucking $1,000 fucking bill.
No more.
I'm telling you. That's one thing that we got going for us for stockpile. But of course, these idiots probably would never use it. I don't know what the fuck they would do, but.
They'll sell it to them. Maybe they'll make it. Yeah, they'll be selling it to them to use on us.
Here. Use these bullets on us. We need the money to wipe our ass because we're out of fucking paper over here.
Think about this now. What you said about our dollar. Look at all the businesses. Look at the economy. How it's gone down. Okay. Look at the hit that we took in the last year. With this, first with this COVID. Yeah, and just keeping everything closed.
Yeah, and can you imagine if they actually come up with some? You know, China's collecting all our DNA of the kids, all the
stuff. Sure.
You know, with this game and that game, and they want that DNA because they want to be the next time they want to be able to target this virus to a certain fucking goddamn to the American people or to the European or whoever the fuck they decide they want to fucking conquer. They will target a fucking virus that will just hit them now. Just affect them, because they got all our DNA, you know, and they can look through all these things and say, okay, here's the sequence. If we attack that, if we don't have that in our DNA, the Eastern Europeans don't have that in their DNA, Russia don't have that, none of these people have it in their DNA, but this is it. Okay, that's when we got to attack, because that way we'll get rid of all of these fucking people. And if you don't think that fucking Qi and the Communist Chinese Party, forget being capable, because we know they're fucking capable, but if you don't think that they would use something like that against us, you're out of your fucking mind.
Because you're out of touch with reality.
Fucking heartbeat. They'll do it in a fucking heartbeat. And there's nothing you can do about it.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up, guys.
Oh, shit. Wrap up. Well,
yeah.
It's been real.
It's been real.
And once again, it's time to go. So as we leave,
sing the song, Pat. Sing the song.
God bless America. God bless us all. God give us courage to conquer our problems that's going on. And with that, I say goodbye. Ciao.
Good day.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
Signing off.